This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Negotiators in Qatar say a Gaza ceasefire will begin on Friday morning with aid to follow, quote, as soon as possible. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Qatari Foreign Ministry spokesman Majid Al Ansari announced the ceasefire will start at 7 a.m. local time on Friday. He said the two sides had exchanged lists of those to be released, and the first group of 13 women and children held by Hamas would be freed by Friday afternoon. He did not say how many Palestinian prisoners would be freed, but officials have said three would be freed for every hostage. Al Jazeera aired Al Ansari's comments, in which, through a translator, he said he was hopeful the truce would lead to more breakthroughs.
A lot of things have been done and said regarding the release of more than the 50 and to extend as well the truce.
He also added that increased aid for Palestinians will start to enter Gaza as soon as possible. I'm Karen Chamas.
Violent clashes have broken out in central Dublin after a five-year-old girl was seriously injured in a knife attack that also saw a woman and two other young children hospitalized. Irish police said the girl was receiving emergency medical treatment in a Dublin hospital following the attack Thursday outside a school. Soon after, at least 100 people took to the streets, some armed with metal bars and covering their faces. Police said over 400 officers, including many in riot gear, were deployed in Dublin city center to contain the unrest, which they said was, quote, caused by a small group of thugs. The World Health Organization says it has made an official request to China for information about a potentially worrying spike in respiratory illnesses and clusters of pneumonia in children. The UN Health Agency cited unspecified media reports and a global infectious disease monitoring service as reporting clusters of undiagnosed pneumonia in children in northern China. For additional stories, visit VOA.